Crops people money anew. The Art of Excellent Farming and Better Returns. Written and read by Dr. Kate Burke. Tables, figures and references are included in a downloadable PDF available with this audiobook. Dedication. Matt McCallum, RIP. Dr. Matt McCallum was a brilliant scientist, a bloody good farmer and a very funny man. His excellent farming journey ended prematurely in December 2019. This book is for you, Matt, for Heidi, Angus and Eddie, for Ross and the McCallum family and for all those who miss you, as I do. Foreword. I make no pretense to having much knowledge of farming. I can tell one end of a cow or a sheep from the other, and I can tell the difference between a paddock that's full of canola and one that's full of wheat, but that's about as far as it goes. On the other hand, I do know a bit about farmers. That's a result of having met and talked with rather a lot of them, from Eyre in North Queensland to Munglinup and Wickapin on the edges of the Western Australian wheatbelt, and from Tuggari in the far northwest of Tasmania to Kadena on South Australia's York Peninsula, and numerous points in between, during my 14 years as chief economist of the ANZ Bank and more recently on road trips to present at Farm Business Updates, sponsored by the Grains Research and Development Corporation. And from all of those encounters with farmers, I've learned that nearly all farmers have a very good intuitive grasp of economics. Some of them, of course, have undertaken formal studies of economics at tertiary level. But even if they haven't, farmers know, instinctively, that the price of their produce depends on the interaction between supply and demand, as economists are taught in their very first lessons or lectures on the subject. They are also very aware of how tariffs and quotas imposed by governments in other countries and the subsidies which their competitors in other countries receive from their governments can distort supply and demand and hence affect the price they receive for what they produce. They are intensely interested in what's happening in the countries to which they sell what they produce or with whom they're competing on world markets. And they are usually very interested in what might be happening to the Australian dollar, since most of what they produce is exported, so movements in the exchange rate can have a major impact, for better or for worse, on the rewards they receive for the efforts they've put in. One of those road trips, sponsored by the GRDC in 2015, took me from Dubbo in the central west of New South Wales up to Narrabri in the north of that state, and then on to Dalby in Queensland's Darling Downs. I had the pleasure of travelling with and listening to Kate Burke, who was also part of the team presenting to that series of Farm Business Updates. Kate knows a lot more about farming and farmers than I do. She comes from a farming background, recently purchased farmland with her husband, and has spent most of her working life advising farmers on how to be more commercially successful and on how to live better and happier lives. She speaks and, as this book shows, writes with energy, knowledge, understanding, enthusiasm, commitment, compassion and empathy. She knows that farmers can't really do anything about the things I talk to farmers about: commodity prices, government policies in other countries, interest rates and the exchange rate. Nor, as Kate explains, can farmers do anything about the recurring variations from year to year in temperatures or rainfall, or about ongoing changes in the climate, of which farmers are, in my experience, far more aware than those who claim to be their representatives in Parliament seem to be. But the point she makes in her presentations and in this book is that the key to excellent farming is making the best of the things that farmers can control: their productivity, the way they look after their soil, the way they control weeds and pests, their risk management practices, their selection and use of equipment, the timing of decisions about sowing and harvesting, their people management practices, and the way they look after their families, including the generations who come after them. She illustrates all of this with allusions to cricket and football, with easy-to-recall acronyms, with real-life case studies, and most of all, with practical advice, all of which help to convey the importance of the choices that are open to farmers in the face of things they cannot control. And that's perhaps the most important message from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?